Ladies and gentlemen, how's it going, guys and girls? This is Cohen Hughes, the host of the Daily Degenerate Podcast. Today, we are picking week two NFL against the spread picks. Try to make a little bit of money this weekend. I was 8-8 last weekend. A Thursday night football game really kind of screwed me. I thought the Texans would cover the 10.5. It was shaping up like they were going to all night, and then I kind of got burned. So here we go, week two, trying to do it again. Got a really, really, really good, in my opinion, football game for tonight. The battle for Ohio, the Bengals go to Cleveland to face the Browns. I think this line opened right at 7 or so. It's let's see what it's at right now. It is at 6 right now. Last week, Cleveland got embarrassed by the Baltimore Ravens of a final score of, I know it was a lot to a little, 38-6. So whenever teams get beat up like this, usually they come out stronger the next week. They call it a good bounce back spot. And this fits right into what we're going with tonight. I have got the Browns -5.5 tonight. If you need to buy the point, if you need to do whatever, I like the Browns to win by everything but a full touchdown. I really like the Browns tonight. The Bengals are in a bounce-back spot tonight as well, but that was more of a heartbreaker than just getting their ass kicked. Two chances to win the game, or at least go to overtime about it at the end. A.J. Green, I didn't really agree with the call that it was pass interference. You got two guys who were just hand-fighting. It was, you know, pretty 50-50 to me, so I can see why they called it, but in my opinion, I wouldn't have called it. For this reason, I'm going to fade the Bengals tonight, and I am going to put money on the Browns. And also, one more reason that I am taking the Bengals tonight is because there is, let's see if it's still this way. Yes, so at least 60% of the public money tonight is going to be on the Bengals to cover the 6. When in doubt, fade the public, because Vegas is a business. They are not a charity. They're not in the business of giving out money. They are in the business of taking advantage of us idiots who like to, you know, all camp out on the same side. So for tonight, the play for Thursday night football at 8:20 p.m. between the Browns and the Bengals, the battle for Ohio, I am going with the Cleveland Browns to cover the -5.5. I really like Cleveland, a bounce back spot here. The Bengals have a few guys who are on the injury report: Xavier Suafilo, Geno Atkins, Mike Daniels, and Sean Williams. The Browns have a lot of guys on the injury report: Greedy Williams, Kevin Johnson, Mac Wilson, Jacob Phillips. But out is Jacob Phillips. I think it says Olivier Vernon is doubtful to play. Jarvis Landry will play. He's just going to play through the pain with the hip. So both teams have a few guys on the injury report. Randy Bullock, the guy who missed the kick to send it to overtime last week, he said he was battling a calf injury, but he looks like he is good to go to suit up. Next game we got going is the LA Rams and the Philadelphia Eagles. Philly got embarrassed last week, kind of same thing as the Browns. Rams look good. Rams kind of, I don't know what you would call it. I guess they kind of lucked into a win, so to speak. This is a tough one because it's only at 1. Opened at 1.5. It's going to finish at 1. I really don't have a great read on this game simply because the Eagles, I know we're in a good bounce back spot, but let's look at the numbers here. So 75% of the public money is on the Rams -1, which is pretty much just a win outright. 69% is on LA money line. Philly is a favorite in this game, and I don't really, it's tough because The way that this is going, I don't know if you guys can see this, but you see how that chart is up and down? They can't really stick a winner on this game. They can't really find a good spot to place a winner at. So this is one of those, let's just fade the public and see what happens. I'm going to go with Philly. Philly's not going to look as bad as they did in week one. That was kind of a shot in the mouth. A lot of teams look bad in week one. So let's just chalk it up to no game film, no live practices, one of them COVID things. So for this pick, I am going to go Sheagles. Money line, just straight up money line. I'm not going to pick a spread on this game because it's one anyway, so you might as well just do a pick anyway. I don't want to get caught on a push on a last second, you know, missed field goal or something, so we're just going to leave it right there at that. Next game we got going is Atlanta versus Dallas. I think Atlanta was kind of in the same boat as the Eagles, who looked really, really, really bad in week one. Falcons offense looked good. The defense looked more than atrocious. Kendall Sheffield should be coming back this week. So I know it's a 5.5. That's what it opened at. Let's see what we're at right now. We are at 4.5, which is good for the Falcons. If you can get Falcons +5, I would take it, maybe even 5.5. I see it on 4.5 on mine right now. But the official play for me is going to be Atlanta Falcons +5.5. Dallas has a really bad secondary as well, and I think the Falcons have the better offense. So if it does turn into a shootout, Atlanta is more likely to keep it close than not. Let's go to Carolina versus Tampa Bay. This is one of the weird ones to me because Carolina looked good in week one compared to, you know, what the deal was for them. I didn't really expect they would put up that many points. But the Tampa Bay Buccaneers did not look all that great. Granted, they had to play the Saints. So, you know, it's not really, can't really base too much of let's see what we got. Tampa Bay -8.5 has 53% of the public money. God almighty, that's a tough one. I'm not quite sure where we're going to go with that one. Everyone and their mother is taking Carolina money line just for a nice flyer at +297, around 300. But I would like to think that Tom Brady and company and Bruce Arians and the fellas are going to get things right. I don't know if they're going to win by 8.5, so call me crazy, but I'm going to go Carolina +8.5 or 9. Carolina +8.5 or 9, only 47% of the public money. So we're on the good side of fading the public. That's what we like to do. Next game, got Denver versus Pittsburgh. This is going to be a tough one because if you can get Pittsburgh at anything less than a touchdown, I'd be down to take it because Denver, their defense is so good, they're going to keep everything close. But against a team that's as good as Pittsburgh is, with Mike Tomlin and Big Ben back and, you know, Benny Snell rushing for a lot of yards, Connor will be back, but I wouldn't mind seeing Benny Snell Jr. get a bunch of the carries. If you can get anything for the Steelers below 7, like 6.5 is my highest number that I would take Pittsburgh at right here. Get it. If it stays above 7 or if you don't want to buy the points down or whatever, you can go Broncos +7.5. I don't think that would be a bad pick at all. But I am going to go Pittsburgh -6.5. No reason not to. Let's see what the sharps are saying. Only 38% of the public money is on Denver +7.5. So if it does stay at 7.5, I will take Denver to cover the touchdown. If it goes anything below 7 at all, like 6.5 or 6, I'll take Pittsburgh. It opened at 5.5. That would have been the number that I would have wanted the most. 5.5 is a good number for the Steelers because I'm not going to say they're going to bombard you with points and they're going to beat your ass or anything, but I like Pittsburgh to win by a whole touchdown right here. Niners versus Jets. Sorry, Mark Lanzer. I cannot take your Jets to cover any sort of spread right here. They looked really bad in week one. They waited a little bit to kind of get going on offense. Defense didn't look terrible, but the 49ers are in the most obvious bounce back spot of the week right here. San Francisco got embarrassed by Arizona. They should never have lost that game. We're going to chalk it up to week one. You know, nobody really had any film on anybody. New teams, new chemistry. fake ass training camp, whatever you want to call it. That's what we're going to do. I'm going to go San Francisco 49ers minus 6.5, no matter what. And that's one of my more confident plays of the week. Next game is the Buffalo Bills at the Miami Dolphins. I like this game as long as it doesn't get to 7. Buffalo is not going to run the score up on anybody. They will score points, but they're not going to run the score up. Miami didn't look as bad as I think everybody thought they looked in week 1 against the Patriots. I think the Patriots looked better than we expected. So in this spot right here, division opponents, don't act like a touchdown is given to cover the spread, but I think Buffalo is not going to really have a problem by covering the 5.5 or 5. I've got it at 5.5 right here. I think anything up to 6.5 is good, so I'm going to take Buffalo minus the 5.5. Next game, we got the Vikings and the Colts. This is a game that I think Vegas kind of made a mistake on the handicap with. I don't think I think they determined the wrong team to be the favorite. Indy is minus 3. I do not think that is the case at all. The money line is minus 112 for Indy, but it's only minus 108 for the Vikings. So this is practically a pick 'em, but with a spread attached to it. I like the Vikings to win this game outright, but if we're going it for the spread, plus 3 is cool with the Vikings for me. Obvious bounce back spot. Got kind of embarrassed by the Packers in week 1. I doubt it happens again. I really don't see the Vikings really getting beat up like that. So we're going to go with the Vikings plus the 3 points, and hell, even to win outright if you're into that sort of thing. Another team that's in a obvious bounce-back situation that will not cover the spread, I don't think, is the Detroit Lions. If it's at 6 right now. If it goes to anywhere above 7, you might could take the Lions to cover the spread with Matt Stafford throwing the ball so well and all the offensive weapons that the Detroit Lions have. Let's see what the odds are right here. All right, so it opened at 6. It's pretty much at 6 right now. Very little line movement throughout the week. 78% of the public money is on Green Bay minus 6. So here's what you do. You either get brave and then you take Detroit plus 6, which only 22% of the public money is on, or you go all the way to 7 to cover the touchdown, even 7.5 if it goes up a half point. That way you only got to buy 1. Lots of public money on the Detroit money line, plus 225. I don't think that's a bad pick, but I don't think Green Bay is going to surrender a game during the regular season to the Detroit Lions. It's tough. So the official pick on the Daily Degenerate podcast will be Detroit Lions plus 7. Detroit Lions plus 7. Let's try to fade a little bit of that public money and get paid. The money line, if you want to throw a flyer on Detroit to win, it's at plus 225 right now. I think that's a good number. It opened at plus 195. And the fact that it's only going up is good for us because that's more value for those of us who want to take the flyer. Lions really lost that game last week. They should have won because DeAndre Swift had a touchdown in the end zone caught. So I think they're getting a little bit lack of respect by some Vegas odds makers because they lost that first game. And now, oh, Lions, poor pitiful me. Let's go 0-4 so we can fire Patricia. I don't really buy into that. I think Detroit's going to compete in this game. Whether they win or if they don't is of no concern to me. If you can get 7, if you can buy up 7.5, whatever the hell you want to do, I like Detroit Lions to cover the touchdown. New York Giants and Chicago Bears is a game where I think the Giants are in a bounce-back spot, so to speak, but I think the Bears are going to come back down to earth because I don't think you're going to get the Trubisky that we saw last week. I think you're going to be hard-pressed to get another, 3 touchdowns in the fourth quarter performance from him. So, to me, I like the Giants to at least cover the 6 right here. I got it at 5 on this website, but on Action, it's at 6 points, opened at 5.5, so very little line movement throughout the whole week. My only concern with this is that there's 65% of the public money on the Chicago or on the Giants to cover the spread. I'm going to side with the public here. I think it's a bounce-back spot, not only for the Giants, but it's a return-to-earth spot for Trubisky. The Chicago Bears should not have won that game. They did not play well enough to win that game. The Lions played bad enough to lose it. So I'm going to take the Giants right here in one of my more confident cover spots. The Giants are a team that, even though they're kind of a bad team, the worst record over the last 3 years combined, they're a team that usually covers for me when I get them in these good spots. Maybe a few too many points to be had, so I'm going to take the Giants plus the 5.5 or 6 or anywhere right there I think is good. If you're not brave, go to 7. I'm brave right here. Let's see what else we got. We got the Jacksonville Jaguars at the Tennessee Titans. Tennessee did not look all that great, despite the fact that Derrick Henry ran the ball well, despite the fact that there were very little mistakes made on the offensive side of the ball. They just didn't have a kicking problems aside, they weren't setting up the offense to be in really, really, really good position. I know this is the way that Tennessee wins games, but is by just field goaling your ass to death and just marching the ball down the field meticulously and just winning the game on defense. They're -8.5. I will almost never take Tennessee in an 8.5 spot. I really don't like Tennessee in an 8.5 spot. I'm going to take Jacksonville to cover the 8.5. Go to 9, I think, just to cover the whole two score things. Maybe you can push on one of those. Let's see what the public's doing on it. 83% of the public money is on Jacksonville +8.5. I think that has to do with the fact that it opened at 11. And everyone was jumping on that double-digit spread, which I'm a huge proponent of. I love the double-digit spreads for the underdog, especially now that we're in these COVID times and teams get less actual practice time, and it's one of those kind of limited situations. I'll tell you what's funny is Jacksonville money line at +310, 97% of the public money on action is going to that money line. I'm not going to take the +310. It opened at 470. I don't think Jacksonville can win this game. I think they'll keep it close 100%, but I do not think they win. Tennessee is -385, so there's no reason to even touch it. They've opened at 640, but I don't think there's any reason to touch just the Tennessee money line. There's no good value there unless you're a millionaire who can throw $1 million behind it and still get some good change back. Moving on to the 405 games now, the nameless Washington football team is going up against the Arizona Cardinals, who got a great surprising win in week one. I do not think that they will play as well in week two as they did in week one. The defensive line is good. The secondary was good on last Sunday against the Eagles. I don't know how much stock you guys want to put into that win. Downward, you know, kind of spiral. So let's see what the public's doing right here. Only 32% of the public money is on Washington +7. I love it. Give me Washington +7.5 if you want to buy a point, get to about -115, -120, throw a whole unit on it. I like Washington to at least cover the spread. If Arizona wins, they're not going to win by double scores. So I like Washington football team +7 or 7.5 right here, whichever one you want to do. We're going to fade the public right here. And if you want to really, really, really fade the public, Washington +250 for the money line is a good value. I know it's an away game for them, but there's no such thing now because there's no fans in the stands. So I like Washington to not only cover the spread, but if you want to take a flyer at +250 for them to win the game outright, that probably wouldn't be a bad idea either. Baltimore Ravens at Houston Texans. The Houston Texans are a team that generally would get a bounce back spot right here from me in particular, A, because I like the overall build of the Texans. But the Baltimore Ravens are rolling. They're one of the better regular season teams that we have in the NFL. So what I'm going to do is I am going to take the Baltimore Ravens -6.5. It's at 7 right now. I'll buy a half point. Let's see how Vegas also feels about it. I bet, public money is about 80-20 in terms of the spread for Baltimore. They got a lot of public backing, but I like to think that this is a game where Vegas might punish all of us for going Baltimore right here. I doubt Houston wins the game outright. They're at +262. 75% of the public money is there just for value. But I think Baltimore's going to cover. So if you can get 6.5, or if it goes down right at game time or goes up, whatever, I don't think Houston's going to get blown out. I think they're going to have a good performance, but it might be kind of along the lines of the same game that we saw on last Thursday night between them and the Chiefs. Baltimore is just as good offensively as the Chiefs, if not a little bit better in terms of total yardage. So I'm going to take the Baltimore Ravens -6.5 at the Houston Texans. No home field advantage, so I like the spot that I'm in there. Two games to go, the Kansas City Chiefs and the LA Chargers. The Chiefs are -8.5, and the Chargers are +8.5. I'm really, really, really not looking forward to betting on this game at all, because I feel like no matter whatever answer I give is going to be wrong. Public money is just massive in terms of Kansas City. It's honestly just It's honestly embarrassing. If Vegas wants to punish y'all for betting on Kansas City, they will, because it opened at 6.5 and it's all the way to 8.5 right now. I would be willing to bet that the Chargers cover this game. Or, God, do you see how hard this is? This is tough. With Tyrod Taylor at quarterback, I'm not going to bet on the Chargers to cover anything. The Kansas City Chiefs showed us last Thursday that they can and will cover a double-digit spread, no matter what day of the week it is, Thursday, Sunday, Monday, whenever. So, begrudgingly, I'm going to take the Kansas City Chiefs -8 or 8.5 right here. I think it's probably going to end up being a 10 or 11 point game there at the end. So 8.5 covers that easily. I'm not very confident in this pick at all. I think they're going to punish us for loading up, because it's 90% of the public money is on the Kansas City -8.5. I think that has a little bit of something to do with it, that it opened a little bit less than a touchdown and that it's moved up throughout the week, which is not good for Kansas City to cover. But given what we saw the other night, Kansas City can and will cover these double-digit spreads in these primetime spots. The last game of 425, of course. So I am going to pick Kansas City -8.5. If it goes any lower than that, smash the button. If I lose, I don't mind losing in this spot, because I'm not going to bet on the LA Chargers to cover. Like, that's like against the Chiefs. Okay, cool. Against the Bengals. Yeah. Oh, hell yeah, yeah. Neither of the teams have that big of a difference in terms of talent and everything. So whatever. Against the Chiefs, it's a different bulldog. So I'm going to take the Chiefs -8.5 or lower, whatever, as low as it gets to before game time. Our Sunday night game is going to be an absolute beauty. I love this game. I'm going to love betting on it. I don't even care if I lose or if I don't, because this is going to be a great game to watch. The Seahawks are -4 against the New England Patriots. Seattle looked really, 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 really good in week one against the porous Falcons defense. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to take New England +4, because we only got 36% of the public money on it. And also, you could, you know, go ahead and get a really, 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 really good pick at New England Patriots money line +172. I like the Patriots to cover this game, maybe a field goal at the end. I don't think Seattle's going to blow them out. Seattle looked really good, but they won't look as good against a good defense like the Patriots have. Like, you got to think, Seattle and Russell Wilson looked so good because they were playing the Falcons, and we had zero passes defended on the entire afternoon. I don't think that's going to happen again. Or I know it's not going to happen again against the Patriots. I like the Patriots to cover the 4, especially to fade the public at only 36% of the public money. So, one game to go, guys. We have the New Orleans Saints versus the Las Vegas Raiders. This is a game that is going to be hard to handicap, in my opinion. New Orleans is -4.5 right now. I got 5 on some books, so depending on where you're at. Michael Thomas is going to be out. I do not think he's going to play. I think it's already said that he's not going to play, and this will be a weekly kind of thing. It'll be a several-week kind of thing. Let's see where public's at. 70% of the public is on New England -5.5, 4.5, whatever the hell you got it at. I'm not going to fade the public here. I'm going to go with New Orleans -4.5, because I think that the Saints, with their overall team build, can win this game by a whole score. The Raiders looked good. I think the Panthers looked a little bit better against the Raiders than we all expected. So I'm going to go ahead and say that this will be probably one of the best teams the Raiders will play all year. They are not used to playing this level of competition. I'm going to go with the Saints -5, the New Orleans Saints -5. I will be on the side of 68% of the public money. Can't be mad. If we lose, we lose. But, you know, cool beans, man, whatever. Ladies and gentlemen, these were your Week 2 NFL picks. I was 8-8 last week, so we're at 50% on the year for me. You can go look at our leaderboard. I have it posted on the bio and the Instagram and all that. So, cool beans. Week 2 NFL pick'em. Best of luck, everybody. If we lose, we lose, but we're going down swinging. This has been episode 140 of the Daily Degenerate Podcast, Week 2 NFL Spread Pick'ems. Thank you guys so much for listening. Peace.